As a middle school pastor, I'm so proud of most of them. They were in my youth group, so I'm like a proud papa when I see them sing. They weren't that cool in middle school, but they are now. So, well, one of the traditions we have here at ABF is the lighting of the Advent, and we're in the second week of that, so we're going to have Sarah go ahead and light the Bethlehem candle as we continue on in our next part of our journey. Well, we've considered the Christmas journey from the perspective of the mind and the body, but what about the journey of the spirit? I suggest we take a look at Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was likely a young woman, even a teenager, when she was visited by the angel Gabriel and became a central figure in the world-changing ministry of Jesus Christ. Over the years, we have cultivated this image of Mary, meek and mild. However, upon a closer examination, this young woman seemed to be chosen by God for her spiritual strength and moral clarity. She wasn't afraid. She wasn't confused. She readily accepted God's calling in her life. Luke chapter 1 records Mary speaking in no uncertain terms about her role in human history. She says this, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." Did you catch that? She had a spiritual understanding of God's present and coming kingdom. She understood that the proud and mighty would be brought low and that the humble would be exalted. This was an extraordinary young woman filled with power and insight. But how her spirit was tested over the course of her lifetime. Joseph, her husband, isn't recorded in Scripture past Jesus' 12th birthday. So it's widely assumed she was a widow by the time he began his ministry. She was responsible for Jesus' first miracle as he turned water into wine at a wedding. "Do something," she said, and he did. She was there all through his ministry life. Scripture records that Jesus' rising fame and influence became a source of conflict and grief for their family. Mark chapter 3 records that at one point, they actually tried to stop Jesus, worried that he had lost his mind. She was a strong woman, but she wasn't perfect. Much like all of us, her spirit was profoundly tested over her lifetime. Mary is present all through the events surrounding Jesus' trial. And in John 19, verses 25 through 26, we read that she was actually present at the crucifixion. Jesus sees his mother and from the cross asks his family to take care of her. Most of us will never suffer the extreme trauma of witnessing the execution of one of our children, but her spiritual journey is reflected by so many of us. Many of us begin our lives filled with wonder and conviction, with an innocent and childlike connection to God. We can't quite explain it as a kid, but God just feels so real. As life unfolds and disappointments mount, many of us find ourselves questioning that conviction. Not everyone experiences a complete loss of faith, but many do, and they feel the grief that comes with that loss. Author Julian Barnes is famously quoted as saying, "I don't believe in God, but I miss him. I don't know about you, but I take comfort in the idea that so many of God's favored people in this story suffer the same kind of trials. It's part of the human experience recorded over and over in Scripture." Mary's story didn't end at the cross, although Scripture doesn't record a reunion between Mary and her risen son. There are many scholarly speculations as to why this is, but personally, I think that it was a moment almost too tender for the rest of us to witness. It is recorded in Acts chapter 1 that Mary had rejoined the disciples and was present and active in founding the early church in Jerusalem. Though her doubts and her suffering She remained a child of God, and she was held close to his heart. As we consider our own spiritual journeys this Christmas, I wonder if we might, against all odds, find ourselves again embraced by Jesus.